This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
So the left hates the military until they're in control of it. Robert Barnes, House of Lawyers, played out. They're talking about a permanent military occupation of D.C. and checkpoints, and that'll be used as a end cap or a demonstration zone for the rest of the country. So we are going headlong into permanent martial law, Barnes. Why do you think they're doing that?
Fear. I mean, when I was there, even before, we were both there, even before the 6th, it was clear that what had changed in Washington is it was no longer an arrogant town. It was a frightened town. The problem is a frightened town with that much power is a very, very dangerous town. And so you only do these kind of techniques and tactics when you fear the country, not when you believe that you are the most loved president in history, as he purportedly is with the number of votes he purported to get. So we saw the least attended inauguration in history. We saw the least public interest in the inauguration in modern history for a guy who's supposed, and he has to have the military fully occupying the Capitol because he's terrified of his own citizenry. And yet supposedly he's the most popular president in history. So we're seeing what we're seeing. That's all gaslighting. It's a town that is terrified of its own populace. That's why the re-education camp risk is a real risk. That's why these attempts to weaponize and pull every tool of power they have access to, they're going to try to weaponize because they fear the power of the populist majority. They fear the peasants. They fear the plebs. They fear the people. They no longer represent them. They want to control them and manipulate them because they need to in order to be able to push through an agenda that's just deeply unpopular at a core level. And that's the problem that they have. And that's why you're going to see an escalation of the rhetoric and language. And historically, they do two things when this happens. One, they either stage or coordinate or profit from some internal event. I don't think the Capitol Hill event will be the last one. In order to justify new forms of Patriot Act kind of domestic terrorist language and solutions. But the second is expect a foreign war within a year, because the other thing they need right now, the system needs a distraction and needs a foreign enemy. And while they're truly terrified and are calling our own citizens their enemies, that's how they really think. But in order for their political sustainability to last, they really need to shift the country's attention to a foreign enemy. And so my guess is it will be someplace somewhere. There's already talk in D.C. of looking at going to war in Ethiopia. So just look for where you suddenly see, you know, a sudden.
Oh, so they're
going to
copy Mussolini and go after some totally wimpy group. Perfect.
Yep, that's exactly right. That will be the classic move. And they almost need to, because the attempts to terrorize the domestic population is not working. They're not seeing any movement in Trump's numbers. They're not seeing any movement in populism numbers.
Hey, I was in a major law firm of Democrats that I do some work with. You know who they are. And they all called me aside. They're like, what's happening to Trump's wrong? They're full of crap. And the paralegals were saying, and the clerks were saying, I mean, there's a total shift. People do not buy this.
Not at all. And it keeps getting reinforced. In other words, every time Biden talks and has another dementia moment, this inauguration is an embarrassment. I mean, he couldn't even get most of the senators and congressmen to show up. I mean, it was just it's an atrocious crowd. I mean, they actually put out a bunch of chairs for people to sit in, and none of them showed up. And you see his wife has to, you know, carry him around by his hand like he's a dementia patient. So which was you were the first person to expose that. That's why they took you off of Instagram, because you were the first one to expose that the guy's not there anymore. He's sort of a carcass of who he was.
And by the way, that was 2.5 years ago, because they'd already banned us once. They banned us again. Overnight, he got worse. I said, he must have had another stroke. And I said, it looks like he had another stroke. I'm allowed to speculate. And it was obviously true.
Absolutely true. I mean, it's why they did it. Once Instagram took every channel down, and it's right after that they announced you could no longer say the name Alex Jones on Facebook or Instagram, it meant it was accurate. You don't need to do that for things that are inaccurate. You only have – look at Q. They were glad to promote and propagate Q forever because they knew Q was false. They knew that what you were reporting was accurate, and that's why they had to try to put a silence on it. But you can't silence the truth forever, and that's the problem that they face.
Speaking of that, give us your backup channel, not just Twitter. How do people find you?
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
All right. I think terror attacks can happen anytime. Something happens, turn your phone on, brother. We're going to be live until 10 o'clock tonight. Thank you so much.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb. All right, Lynn Greenwald pointed out this clip that I saw on his Twitter of CNN's David Chilian worshiping Joe Biden, saying it's just something magically happened in D.C. It's like his arms goldenly reached out and saved all of D.C. So they show a beautiful photo right at dusk with golden light on the sidewalks and the reflecting pool. And they say, just look at it. It's like he's healing all of America. He's behind bulletproof glass. He is there observing how everyone has been kicked out of the area of the city. And he's a dictator, savoring his moment. Here is the... I mean, he could be the new announcer for Kim Jong-un or his dad, Kim Jong-il, in North Korea with this type of fawning. Here it is.
Still some tinkering going on with the inaugural address, but his aides have made really clear it's not like he's trying to ignore or paper over either what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago or what we've been through throughout 4 years of the Trump presidency. And the contrast on display tonight was so stark. I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool. It's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America. It was a moment where the new president came to town and sort of convened the country in this moment of remembrance, outstretching his arms. And contrast that with that video you just saw of a disgraced president on his way out at his lowest point in his presidency at the very end here by himself fighting for his political movement to live on. And not even necessarily promising that he's going to be leading that movement, you noted in his remarks tonight. I just think that sort of isolated...
Now, in case it's lost on you because you've not been studying North Korea, I don't blame you. That's how they described Kim Jong-un. Like, it was cloudy outside. He walked outside, the sun parted the clouds, and it was like he was hugging the mountain. The river that was by him was like his soul flowing out, and the birds began to sing more tweedily. I mean, these are basically quotes I just gave you. This is messianic type stuff. This is unbelievable. Oh, the beautiful Washington Monument reflecting pool, that is Joe Biden. Meanwhile, he can hardly walk. He had a very short speech, well, I think the shortest inaugural speech I've ever heard of, probably for like an hour, because he's so out of energy. He's so completely out of gas. There's one other clip I keep forgetting to play, and today's the day to do it. It's, I think, from January 9th, where I made the prediction. Will you guys pull that one-minute clip that dude put in the box yesterday that a listener sent in, where I said, I bet they're still going to have him up on that inaugural stage. They're just not going to tell people until the last minute, because everything with him is deception. was like, why are they still building it if Biden says he's not going to do it, he's going to do it indoors? I said, because everything he says is a lie. Here's what I had to say. Oh, it's January 7th, excuse me.
We're 13 days out from Joe Biden, right over there. I predicted, I said, people go, hey, they're building a stage. Trump thinks he's going to win. And I went, well, they're building it because that's just what the federal government does in case Biden wants it. Well, Biden now admitted last week he's canceling doing a parade and speaking. He'd already said it was virtual because that's because he wanted to do a feint where, oh, I'm not going to be out there. Don't come protest me. So then he's like, oh, actually, I am going to be there, but now I'm not going to be there. And so that's really what they're planning, I think, is that Biden is going to show up on that stage, but only have their little minions there because they're all about deception. And so I think that's what's really happening. But to symbolically have the Trump folks take that over, I would have been fine with them taking the stage over symbolically. I was just mad that Antifa tricked them from, you know, actually going in there. So there you go. That's posted to Bandout Video if you want to see it. Now, here's another clip. I've seen so many angles of this, but I hadn't seen this angle. There's dozens and dozens of these. The Capitol Police opened doors for protesters on the 6th. And we have other clips where Trump supporters beg the police to stop the Antifa and others going in, but the Capitol Police would not. Here's what happened. Oh, here, let's just open the door.
They're going to lock us in.
You can disagree with it, but you respect it.
Come on.
It's like killing in hell. Come on, motherfucker.
I want to be clear. I said I would take calls during the show today, but I just made a decision because the inauguration went so short to not bug the stations to go ahead and run the ads, so we didn't have time to take calls. But at 6 p.m. tonight, we're going to go till 10 o'clock at night. I got a bunch of big guests on. I'm going to be co-hosting with Owen Schroyer. He'll have open phones during the war room as well, 3 to 6 p.m. Again, if you just tuned in, I do not have COVID. I went to the dentist. They did some dental work on me and kind of cut a little thing on the back of my throat on the, what do you call those things? Tonsils. I hadn't had a tonsil swell up since I was a little kid. Well, I tell you, swelled a little bit one day, next day got really big. Last night was, let's just say, not a fun evening. But I went to the doctor. They checked it. They said it's localized because we're in such a hysteria now about being sick. We're like, don't tell folks that you got a sore throat. They might come arrest you, because that's literally what's happening in Europe, in places like Germany and Spain, particularly in Australia. If you have a cough, your neighbors call the police on you. And if you refuse a COVID test, you get taken away. Well, now they're saying in China, if you don't follow the rules, And you don't agree to do all the things they say, they're going to put you in a COVID camp. So is the Canadian government. So is the British government. So is the German government. That's in the mainline headlines. And they're building the facilities all over the world. And they say, well, we're not doing this. The UN head of emergency response told us to. Dr. Ryan, we played clips of him saying, we've got to get into the homes and break up these families and take their children. So if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing the chilling building of these centers. And then they can kill you in them and claim that you died of COVID. It's the perfect cover for concentration camps and re-education camps. And they even admit that. That's come out in internal Canadian government documents. But you don't even need to have their documents to know that. This is an authoritarian move. They're telling you they want to brainwash you. They want to shoot you. They want to hurt you. Because these are empty nobodies who seek power and control above all else. Because I'll guarantee to you, almost all these people have never actually been in a real fist fight. I'll guarantee you, most of these people have never actually had somebody try to kill them.
and most of them are perverts and sickos and just freakazoids. And so they want to LARP. They imagine they're going to have this big commie uprising with the big banks funding them, and it's going to be so much fun, and they're going to keep us locked down forever, and we're going to be bankrupt and won't know what hit us. No, we all know it's you. We all know it's Bill Gates. We all know it's Ted Turner. We all know it's Dr. Fauci. We all know it's Wuhan. We all know it's the UN. That's something good Trump did, was exposing it coming out of Wuhan and all the rest of it. He should have gone after Bill Gates and Fauci. And I forgot it. He didn't pardon Assange. And for me, that is really cowardly and disappointing, because Trump said, I don't care if it's a fat guy in his mother's basement or the Russians or who it is. If you've got our emails, release them. And WikiLeaks released him a couple weeks later, and then you let your administration keep his ass in jail. They say he doesn't know who he is now. He's in, 9 years solitary confinement, 3-4 years totally locked up, trying to commit suicide, all because he's a journalist that exposed corruption. So I don't know. It's just crazy. But hey, Trump's gone now, folks. We got Uncle Joe. Creepy China Joe, baby.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Matt Bracken is coming up, former Navy SEAL, but great author, researcher, really smart guy. He'll talk to us for 30 minutes. Then I've got a little bit more I want to cover, and then we're going to have the one thing only. John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com take over, and then the War Room, and then I'll come back until 10 o'clock tonight taking your phone calls, because I do want to take a lot of your phone calls. We are at a historic juncture right now. I know a lot of people are so freaked out, they don't even want to come on the show right now. Some of the very well-known people out there, they really thought Trump was invincible. Because compared to Biden, as a mammal, as a human, you see someone well-spoken, that fights hard, that's done most of what they said they would do, and who you've seen have great success up against somebody that can barely talk and who is hated and who can't have any crowds. And then you see all the evidence of fraud, and then you still see that person installed, you get depressed. And I should have started the show with this because this is so important. Don't get depressed. This is a process. Again, when I got involved with this 27 years ago, maybe 1% of people knew the Federal Reserve was private. Maybe 1% of people knew about Cecil Rhodes and the plan for world government. You fast forward to the time we get Trump elected. Anti-New World Order, anti-globalism is the dominant theme in the Republican Party, and the Republican Party goes populist. We deprogrammed in a good way with truth, without bullying, the Republican grassroots. Then Q comes along and makes it even more popular. And I gave the Q thing credit. This summer, I went to Florida for a week with my children, and I was mobbed by people that were listeners, and they found us through Q. And then still, almost everybody else that I was talking to knew about government pedophile rings, knew about the New World Order, knew about the Satanism, knew about the secret technologies, knew about the global depopulation plan in the UN, but they didn't know who I was, and I loved that. I'd be sitting there at a bar waiting to get food, take upstairs the room, you know, ordering food at the bar, and everybody around me would be talking about it, and I'd say, oh, how are you doing? They'd know who I was. I'd be out in the surf, not hear families talking about it. I'd be laying out by the pool, I was hearing it. I would be in a restaurant. I would be walking down the street. Florida was explosively aware of this. It was the hottest thing. They were talking about it more than you talk about the Super Bowl, the day of the Super Bowl. So Americans were moving away from things that didn't matter and were distractionary, that we all talk about, to how the world really works. And so Q was 95% positive, except it always told you, trust the plan. Trump's invincible. These people have all been secretly arrested. The military is going to be called out to get them. And you notice the military was called out to stop us, supposedly, from doing something we weren't going to do. This was a psyop. I know it was started by people that meant to be good. It got taken away. I know who did it. I'm not going to get them in trouble. And a lot of the grifters that weren't actually involved in the intelligence network, the Q lords, the Q priests, they would just say stuff that was in line with this, the basic canons of Trump invincibility, trust the plan, Sessions is good, Barr's good, Durham's good.
And they would just regurgitate that because that's what big tech would let you put out. But as soon as they got ready to remove Trump through fraud, they didn't want those networks there to learn they'd been wrong and have you as groups communicate with each other and come out of your programming. So all your groups were banned. You were shut down before you learned of the fraud. And I told you that was happening at the time. And so you're valuable to yourself and your family and to the future of humanity. You're smart. You woke up. You're educating others. You're engaging. You're researching. You're the salt of the earth. We salute you. But bigger than Q, I don't want people getting upset and depressed that Trump's gone. In a sick Machiavelli way, now everything Joe Biden does, he's going to have hell getting done. The states are going to wake up. The grassroots that's already there knows the election was stolen. They all saw the thousands of videos and reports and the eyewitnesses admitting they were engaged in fraud and let's flip the script and pulling out the suitcases and all that. And there's no walking that back. I've seen polls between 85 and 97% of registered Republicans think the election was stolen because it was. And no amount of globalist gaslighting is going to work. So they're running a Bolshevik takeover that worked in Russia, that worked in Eastern Europe, that worked in Latin America, that worked in Cuba, you know, that worked in areas of Asia, like China. But it's not going to work here, folks. It's going to work on certain susceptible people, but on others it's not. It's going to be explosive in a bad way. And so I just warn the globalists to turn back now because the road they're going down is incredibly destructive and they're going to be held accountable. Biden's a front man. It's the big banks. It's the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans. It's the private Federal Reserve owners. They're the ones sitting back while we all destroy each other, laughing at us. I'm going to go to break and come back with Matt Bracken. Separately, you can type into a search engine. Bill Gates secretly buying up farmland, along with other top billionaires, while they tell you it's not a good investment. Remember last year, it was like, oh, Bill Gates is getting out of food. Well, he was secretly getting into food. Gates says he's getting out of food to drive down the price so he can get into food. He's the largest farmland owner in the United States. He can make sure it's all GMO, it's all nasty, and he can shut off the third world that's totally shut down, collapsing. And then when there's a food shortage, he can charge you way more here in the United States. They want to control every part of the food chain. And that's what they've done. So the technocrats are controlling the food supply, and I would secure your own safe source of food today at preparewithalex.com, a subsite of InfoWarsStore.com. As Gates and his Cascade investment landowning firm eat up enough family farms, become the largest owner of farmland in the United States, it's become more important than ever to secure your food supply that's high quality, very low cost in the last 25 years. The technocrats have been quietly initiating their plan over the last several decades, putting farm owners out of business to secure new ways to control your mind and body. It's not enough to use technology and social media to brainwash American patriots into accepting the globalist plans. Now they're going to control the food supply of hundreds of thousands across the country. The only thing you can do to stop them is to secure your own high-quality supply of storable food insurance you can eat. Even big media news sources are unsure why Bill Gates has been swallowing up the farmland. Well, that's because they're ignorant little globalists that read off a teleprompter. We know why. Because they know they're collapsing the East Coast and the West Coast. They're going to send everybody into the interior of the country. And we're going to have to go back to self-sufficiency once there's a collapse that they design, literally the Hunger Games. And they want to be able to control the market over other farmers by at first driving down prices so low, other farmers go out of business. That's the Walmart model they used. So this is a real stranglehold. They're coming for every aspect. But people get it, and they're flooding to the country and getting back to bartering and having farmers' markets again, something Bill Gates has been pushing regulators to ban. Yes, these people don't want... You're non-essential. Only he's essential. He's a monster. He's what Hitler wished he was. I'll be right back.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Brought in the Federal Reserve Act and used the term the New World Order, working with Cecil Rhodes to bring America into the British Empire. Well, he joins us right now, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, great author, researcher, former Navy SEAL. You can see the setup, the provocateuring at the Capitol now in hindsight. It's crystal clear, even more so than when he was on a few weeks ago with us right after it happened. And he predicts they're going to move forward with something like a Sedition Act that will basically ban all real free speech in this country. They're making their move. Matt Bracken, good to have you on. Lay it out for us.
Well, we've seen this percolating up through colleges where they conflate, you know, words with violence. You know, your words are violence. So the people that are the, you know, the millennials and Gen Xers that are moving into this administration, you know, this is their bread and butter, that words equals violence. So they're going to use the incitement of violence as their way of getting rid of free speech. They're going, like, that's what they're laying on Trump. Now they can't say, well, you didn't say go to the Capitol and cause a riot because the timeline didn't work. Now they're just moving to saying, you were talking about this big lie of election fraud. So things like speaking about election fraud, that'll be forbidden. Speaking about the vaccine in a bad way, that'll just be forbidden. In 1918, you could not say, I think it's a mistake to go into World War II against Germany. You know, George Washington said, avoid foreign entanglements. I mean, World War I, you couldn't say that. It was illegal. You couldn't say, I'm against conscription because it's like slavery. That was illegal to say. And they also, you couldn't really talk about the Spanish flu, which was, you know, 100 times worse than this COVID. You know, it killed people in the average age of 28, and it killed, like, you know, worldwide, it killed millions and millions of young people.
50 million people.
You couldn't talk about it. Yeah, which helped it to spread because you weren't allowed to talk about it because of the Sedition Act. So if there's some other pandemic that comes out, they're just going to ban entire classes of speech under incitement to violence because somebody might get too angry and be violent. Therefore, you're not allowed to say certain things. That is absolutely coming.
Meanwhile, no, they've said it is. They've said that's their plan. They've said that's what they want. How do we stop it? How do we counter it?
Well, InfoWars... And you know, Barnes is on point always. InfoWars led the way. Gab also was a pioneer in this. We have to have our own vertical economy. You know, the Parler made a huge, huge mistake assuming that Amazon Web Services would be neutral to them. We can't do that. We have to have our own means of making money, collecting the money, advertising, selling our own products. You know, I'm a self-published author for a reason. You know, we have to take care of our own economy because they're going to try to shut us out as much as possible. But we have to assume that they're going to take down websites. InfoWars could be taken down because they can take away every URL. They can just say InfoWars is classed as a hate site, an incitement to violence site. That's it. You're done.
And by the way, they have major publications, the New York Times, Sacha Baron Cohen, calling for us to not even be able to have a URL. So this is beyond any censorship ever seen except in communist China.
Right, and that's where they're taking us because they have no intention of going back to free and fair elections. You know, they were able to do this while Trump was the president. He never, obviously, he never actually had effective control of the Department of Justice, the FBI, or the CIA. They were working against him the whole time. Now they're going to control the full reins. We'll see people like, you know, Eric Holder and Andrew Weissman running the Department of Justice. It's going to get ugly. And we've seen how cowed the judges are at state, federal, and Supreme Court level. The justices are terrified. So we're not going to get any help there. And I would say as they shut down communication channels, because you have to plan a few steps ahead. You know, you can't just plan for next week. You got to plan for 6 months from now. Let's say that InfoWars is gone. Gab, Parler never comes back. One American News Network, Newsmax, they'll all be shut down or they'll be neutered. You know, on Newsmax already, they're like very careful about talking about fraud. So if they can steal an election in broad daylight, you know, we see it with our own eyes, and then you're not allowed to talk about it. This is the definition of a tyranny. And some of the things that you can tell that it's a tyranny, not only do they steal an election and rub your face in it, then they forbid you to talk about it. They'll unperson you for talking about it. Then all of the uniparty is forced to say the emperor's wearing great clothes when he's naked. That's the point of McConnell and Bob Barr and these people coming out and paying their bride price, you know, that they have to prove their loyalty by putting their own knife into Trump visibly. This is all part of it. The uniparty is unified around this fraud. And we're not all, and we peasants out there look at this naked emperor, and all we can do is say these clothes are beautiful. Anybody that says it was a fraudulent election, you're going to be shut down.
But I totally agree with you. But the good news is they've been forced into the uniparty. They've been forced into martial law. They've been forced into bringing out classical tyranny because they're weak, because they're not popular.
That's right. But it doesn't matter. How popular is Kim Jong-un, really? I mean, if there was, how do you know how popular a dictator is in Cuba when if you talk, you end up on the Isle of Pines in a gulag? They don't care if they're popular at this point. They're going to remove us. But I one of my ideas that I would like to get out there in advance is anticipate communications channels being shut down. Anticipate it. Anticipate people like myself and yourself disappearing. But your North Star, your guiding light, has to be the Bill of Rights. This is an invalid, bogus administration, a tyranny that's so pervasive that it's got even judges and Republican rhinos scared to death. But your North Star out there, if there's no more InfoWars, there's no more conservative social media, is the Bill of Rights. When they say that you can't own a gun that you owned for years, that you owned last year, and suddenly it becomes illegal, and they say you have to register it, and it's going to be very scary because they're going to have wall-to-wall public service announcements saying, you know, wives, don't go to jail because your husband's foolish. Call this amnesty number, and we'll take care of it for you, and he won't get that 10 years mandatory prison time. It's going to be very, very ugly. But we have to be strong inside and say, no, I will not register the guns.
But don't they know that that's going to force something, not like their little provocateur capital event, but it's going to force little
trying.
People?
They're trying very hard. And I believe that they knew about the Capitol riot or protest, whatever you want to call it. They opened the doors. I think they were hoping for much worse. The giveaway or the pre-tied zip ties. I think they were hoping for some kind of a hostage situation inside that would have been much worse. But they already had this military occupation geared up, so they went with it anyway, even though the actual Capitol, quote-unquote, occupation was a joke. You know, the Q shaman walking into the Senate all by himself. It's an absolute joke. And so this huge overreaction with the military, they brought that National Guard from all 50 states. This is a demonstration of force, not only to Americans, but to all the governors. You know, if let's say Florida or Texas says, no, we're not going to obey your gun laws. We're going to be a sanctuary gun state. The governors of these states know you might be seeing 30,000 National Guard troops arriving. You know, this was like a loyalty test for the chain of command. When they call Alaska and say, send National Guard to Washington for an inauguration, That's a pledge of loyalty. Yeah, this isn't like a hurricane where they draw the forces from the.
That's right. They sent troops to support suppressing the American people after the left led a tiny riot out of hundreds of thousands of people. Absolutely right, Matt. They're making their move, but I think they have to know that if they try this, states are going to secede, and it's going to backfire on them. I really think they're overplaying their hand.
Well, it's the Lenin quote, the worse, the better. They are still, you can see that this Q turned into the Operation Trust. You know, they're using the Bolshevik playbook, and they think that creating worse chaos will allow them to impose a worse
tyranny. Yeah, because the globalists themselves never get in trouble. It's always their minions. Right. They just sit back and laugh at us. How do we hold globalists accountable peacefully?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gate.
Well, I gotta tell you, Matt Bracken is over the target again. Alex Jones here back live.
Down.
This is a longer 10-minute segment, 12-minute segment here. Lay all this out and what you see coming and what we can do. And how do we hold the globalists responsible that run this whole thing? How do we fight them? How do we expose them without getting tricked into violence? And then in a continuum, they start arresting people, putting us in FEMA camps, which they're already doing in Europe, which China's doing. At a certain point, we have to fight. And then the question is, we think some governors would organize, and we want some governmental leadership, because we can't just roll over to a total takeover.
I think, didn't the governor of Texas say something like, you know, his troops were being disrespected by making these, like, loyalty oaths?
Yes, and they have some state reps as well. They have some state reps as well. They're saying they want Texas to secede. And you know, if Texas seceded, a bunch of others would. But you've got the floor. Go ahead and lay it out.
Yeah, this is, in a way, it's a massive gaslighting. You know, showing the mall full of flags was because they didn't have people there. We know what it looks like when the mall is crowded. We were there 2 weeks ago. They couldn't fill that, so they filled it with flags. But when the camera panned around, you could see that other than troops, they had maybe a couple hundred people at this inauguration. They even had chairs set up in the main viewing area just like 100 feet from the stage that were all 6 feet apart, that had, like, you know, were set out for certain people, and they were empty. So they, you know, the guy can't draw flies. So as they crack down on free speech, one of the last areas that's going to be acceptable satire, sarcasm, and mockery. And that's why books like Gulliver's Travels were written, because you couldn't out-and-out say things about the king. So you had to use an allegory. So mocking them by calling him like the most popular president ever, you know, Mr. 80 million, when he can't draw any kind of a crowd. He never could. And
By the way, I was watching, I still have the floor, but of course I interrupt. I was watching the body language of Obama and George W. when they left. They all looked like it was a complete joke. They all were like acting like this is pathetic.
Yeah, and for a while, Bill Clinton was fading. He was nodding off. He was actually, you know, the eyes were down. Didn't do any of this, but practically, you know, I think that our country is under an occupation now, and just because we're being gaslighted with this huge military martial law display, where we're supposed to just be too afraid to, like, you know, wear the MAGA hat or admit you voted for Trump. But I'm a big fan of these magnetic bumper stickers, because you don't have to have them on your car all the time. So I got one like this that I'm going to put on like this. And I got this one, too. Stolen election. You know, we can't just knuckle under like we're in North Korea, too afraid to say what we really think. We've got to keep giving it to them. And if it becomes incitement...
No, I totally agree, because they say the big litmus test is for radio stations now. No one's allowed to question election fraud. They said they were going to say it was a fraud and Trump won no matter what, and it's people's right to say that, plus there's massive evidence. So I agree. I'm going to sell T-shirts at cost that say stolen election 2020.
And where you are not allowed to say there was fraud, you can mock them by saying, you know, all good comrades agree this was the most fraud-free election ever. And then show a picture of Biden, you know, with the empty lawn in front of him. Mr. 80 million. I mean, it's such a joke. It's literally putting it in our face, rubbing our face in it and saying, don't you dare talk about the truth. We're Americans. This is not how we operate. We're not cowed like that. But, you know, aside from coming for the guns soon, I can see as they start really rolling out the vaccine production, vaccines are going to become more and more mandatory. You can't get on the airplane. You know, eventually you won't be able to go anywhere in public unless you've got the vaccine card or the vaccine code on your phone. And that's going to be another red line. When they say you have to take the needle or else, that's going to be a place where people fight back. And obviously we can't, you know, you can't reach out to the Bill Gateses and the George Soroses. But in your own political chain of command, at the mayor and city council and the city manager level, anybody that says, I agree, you have to take the vaccine, they better be willing to face blowback. And I would put things like thalidomide in their face and say, you're demanding that we take the vaccine. If there are birth defects 5 years from now, you know, you will be held responsible. You will not be able to say, I was just following orders. We will hold you responsible for any birth defects or sterility or any other consequences like that. And another area where there's going to be extreme blowback, they've already said they're stopping construction on the wall. The next step is they'll just pull the Border Patrol away from the wall and allow Mexican cartels to come up with blowtorches and cut it down. Then they won't allow it to be fixed. You know, they're not going to protect the wall that exists. There might as well be truck gates every, you know, quarter mile, because they're going to allow the cartel to blowtorch it. And then they're going to start bringing in masses of third world people and placing them in red states, just placing them there. So, like in Europe, saying, you've got to absorb this 1,000. You've got to absorb these 500. That's going to lead to massive resistance, because this time, we don't feel like it's a valid law. We feel like this is being rammed down our throat in order to change the demographics, so that the next time they won't even need to cheat, because they're just going to bring in, you know, tens of millions.
And those are people that are fully dependent. They're people that are fully dependent on the system that they can then control. And the playbook we've seen in Europe, you're absolutely right, is now the playbook we're about to see.
And it's people that have never heard of the Constitution and couldn't give a damn less about the Bill of Rights. All they know is where they come from, whichever political party, you know, rolls out the beer truck, you vote for them. That's it. And the Democrats are the ones rolling out the beer truck, you know, in the form of free medical, free education, free housing at our expense. And this time, when people, half of the country considers this a stolen election, I think the real numbers are higher than the, I think they're saying 75% are Republican, something like that. I think it's way higher than that. But people are afraid to say it. Just afraid to say it.
There's been polls in the 90s.
Resistance to this.
I've seen polls in the 90s, a bunch in the 80s. I saw the one at 74% you're talking about.
But be prepared for massive gaslighting and brainwashing. While they close our communications channels down as like incitement or seditious speech, they'll make it illegal. They have no problem with making it illegal. It'll be like the campus speech codes. They're going to say, oh, well, you have a free speech zone. Here's a website over here where if you get government permission, you can say whatever you like in this one little free speech zone. That's, Americans aren't going to tolerate that, but the North Star has to be the Bill of Rights. We can read it because it was read simple for simple people. You don't need the Supreme Court to interpret what free speech means or what the right to keep and bear arms means. We read it ourselves. And when they just start doing search and seizure, when they say, well, you don't have a right to, you know, to keep guns without, you know, the government inspecting their safety. No, that doesn't cut it. That will never cut it. And anybody that comes to the door to force a vaccine or make you get in line at work for a vaccine or to say you have to register your guns or lose your job, anybody that's enforcing those, I know we can't get them at the federal level. They'll be in the green zone. It's like Hunger Games.
But we've got to make it very, very
– in the Hunger Games.
You're absolutely right. I want you to be able to elaborate on this. I'm gonna give you the next two segments if you want. If you got to go, Matt, that's fine. Ahead of John Rappaport coming on, because I want you to be able to elaborate on the parallels to Hunger Games. People say, oh, are they imitating Hunger Games? No, that was just projecting out a futuristic version of what we've seen before in other communist and fascist regimes. So we'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. I also have a great parallel to what you're saying about the drug that made the little kids have tiny arms and tiny legs. They got recalled. I think thalidomide, say you say the name?
Thalidomide.
Think about what happens with Monsanto Roundup. They said you can drink, but the truth is you drink it, it'll kill you. And when they finally tried to get the person that worked for Monsanto to drink it, he wouldn't do it on camera. So exactly. You want me to take a vaccine? Sign a waiver form that you accept liability. Oh, no, no, no. You won't do that. So it's all intimidation. It's all crazy. And I want to ask you when we come back, Matt, massive deaths from the vaccine, massive illnesses, side effects. How are they going to cover that up? And what's their real end game with vaccines that they knew were not really vaccines? These mRNA are classified as gene therapy. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. And then John Rappaport is coming up. We'll do one more segment with Bracken. Then he'll take over for one more segment because I want to hear what he has to say. And then the great John Rappaport is coming up. Please don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out for months. It's a liquid multivitamin powder. Mix up in a big pitcher. Great for adults, great for children. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the essentials. Check key amino acids for your immunity, for your health, for everything. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to salute and thank all the InfoWarriors for your support over the years. Don't get down about what's happened. We're just in the middle of a serious fight. They had to steal the election because they're weak, not strong. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I love